The first reading is from Matthew chapter 22, from verse 31. But about the resurrection of the dead, have you not read what God said to you? I am the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob. He is not the God of the dead, but of the living. When the crowds heard this, they were astonished at his teaching. Hearing that Jesus had silenced the Sadducees, the Pharisees got together. One of them, an expert in the law, tested him with this question. Teacher, which is the greatest commandment in the law? Jesus replied, love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind. This is the first and the greatest commandment. And the second is, love your neighbor as yourself. All the law and the prophets hang on these two commandments. Amen. Thanks be to God.
Thank you, Alistair. Various congregations I've worked with know that I have a whole stack of different hobbies, which I never seem to pursue in any great effort. But just recently, I've been reading a book about landscape painting. Now, I have to say, most such works start in a very standard way. They start by chapters on paints and on brushes, surfaces, papers, and so on and so forth. However, the author of this book lunged straight into what readers hope to achieve. So he made quite clear early on, no one can plan to record every leaf or branch, wave or crevice in a landscape before you. Instead, real beauty lay in simplification. More precisely, reduction of detail brings clarity. Well, the world picture before each and every one of us this weekend is not only complicated, but confused and distracting. What detail is important? What's important and what is diverting, we ask ourselves. What indeed is crucial to our faith-based decisions, our ethical-based decisions, and what are mere sleights of hand, deceptive words? So I thought we might spend moments considering our artist author's sage advice, simplify to see true splendor. Therefore, I want to simplify the beauty and profound message of Christianity. Because honestly, the good news at the core of Christianity is indeed simple. In fact, Jesus himself shows in all the Gospels, if you read them carefully, that his message is not devious or convoluted or burdensome, but life-giving and accessible to all. What then is Christianity really about in its simplest form? At the heart of Christianity is the invitation to a personal relationship with God. It's not about rituals or incantations or ceremonies. It's not about God. It's about knowing God. It's about walking with him. It's about experiencing his love and his grace. This relationship is made possible through the risen Jesus Christ. For we read in the Gospel of John, chapter 3, this is what we hear there. For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life. God loved the world so much that he sent his son Jesus to make a way for us to come back into relationship with him. We can become separated from God because of failings and deceptions, worldly attractions. But Jesus comes to bridge that gap, offering wisdom, forgiveness, reconciliation. The gospel, then, at its simplest, is that God loves you and me. He wants us to know him. He wants us to know him more and more through living with his son. Well, we could finish our picture at that of Christ simplified. But my landscape painting book stresses, while it stresses the importance of painting the large areas of color first, it then goes on to say the inclusion of a few details is also essential. To that end, I want to add just a few brushstrokes that will bring greater magnificence to the image Jesus is painting before us at this moment. As we already said, Christianity is not about earning your way to God through good deeds or perfect behavior. It's about God's grace, his grace or unbounding love for us, whichever way you want to express it. We don't have to try to prove ourselves to God. We just need to be open to him. Or as Paul wrote to the Ephesians, "For it is by grace you have been saved through faith. It is the gift of God, not by works, so that no one can boast." Grace then means that we are accepted by God because of what Jesus does, not because of what we can do. All we need to do is enter into that beckoning relationship that is standing before us. And in many ways, this is what sets Christianity apart from many, many other world religions. In Christ, we are loved and accepted exactly as we are. That's the basic truth. We're invited to respond to God's love and trust by opening our ears and using our willing hands. We are indeed aided into the way of living rightly. Since Jesus made it clear that Christian life isn't just about what we believe, but how we live. The heart of the Christian life then is love, love for God, and love for others. When we truly follow Jesus, our lives will be marked by deep love for those around us. Indeed, this morning, we heard this fact stated loud and clear when Matthew proclaimed this. Jesus replied, "Love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind. This is the first and greatest commandment. And the second is like it. Love your neighbor as yourself." Loving God, then, and loving others are two great commandments. This means that Christianity isn't just about going to church, following rules, spouting Bible verses. It's about showing love and showing kindness, showing compassion to everyone around us. In essence, the way we treat others reflects the love of Christ for us. Finally, Christianity is not just about our life here on earth. It's about the eternal hope. The eternal hope that we have in Christ. Because of Jesus' death and resurrection, we are given the promise of eternal life. What's more, as Matthew's gospel points out, eternal life is not in the past. It's not a past or future tense verb, if you like. Rather, for each of us, it starts here and now. This hope changes everything. It changes the way we see our lives, the way we deal with struggles, the way we live in this world today. It gives us the correct perspective in the showy and mangled and fake news era. It compels us to act for the way, the truth, and the life, amongst the glittering allure of lesser things. You know, it's odd to think of the number of artists who have become famous after they've passed away. In fact, I saw on YouTube just recently a clip, I think it came from Doctor Who, of none other than Vincent van Gogh being taken into a modern-day museum and seeing them all looking at his pictures. Because when he died, he thought he was an abject failure. Yet today he is perhaps the most famous painter of all times. And why is that, do you wonder? Well, his works have a direct simplicity. In its swirling lines and bold colors, there are deeper truths. In his reduction, we grasp real meaning. In his abstraction, we see more and we are the better for it. In its simplest form, Christianity is about a relationship with God through Jesus Christ. It's about receiving God's grace, following Jesus, living with hope of a new life. Christianity isn't about perfection or performance. It's about knowing that God loves us, no matter where we've been or what we've done. It's about responding to that love. Responding to that love by loving Him back, loving others as He has loved us. Therefore, if you feel overwhelmed, particularly this weekend, by the complexity of your life or the world as we see it at the moment, repaint the picture. Repaint the picture, remembering only this: God loves you and He wants you to walk with Him. All you need to do is travel on. Travel on with Jesus and let Him lead you home. Or, as the life insurance advert has it, simples.